MTV Cast.
Good morning. It's Alexandra calling in from Bug Springs Loop Road. Sun is shining on my back, keeping me warm. The wind is cold in my face, but it's okay. Yesterday was the day. The day before. Dude, what about all that lupine just popping off? That was beautiful. That section after the Lima Reservoir, all the way through Red Rock Wildlife Refuge, was just so beautiful. I don't know if I was just like delusional, but I was looking around and felt like I was the luckiest girl in the world. Otherwise, the ride has been completely spirit crushing and demoralizing. Before that, I fucking straight up died in Montana. So humbled. Don't know why I thought I could push the gear ratio for stacked 150 plus mile days. Couldn't do it. I fucking walked from Helena to the top of Lava Mountain and just cried like a little baby. Well, the only way to get forward is to move forward, so that's what I did, and it's all behind me now. This isn't the first time I'll say this, probably not the last, but I'm never going to do the Tour Divide ever again until the next time, you know, because that's how it goes. I don't know. I'm feeling a lot better over the last 2 days. Had some big, deep turnarounds inside my spirit. Mostly, always coming back to gratitude for the opportunity to be out here and to learn the things that I get to learn. Even though I was in a spiral to hell for 6 days. God, it's so powerful to climb out of it. Gotta do what you gotta do. There was a lot of pulling over on the side of the trail and stretching my IT band and using rocks to roll out some of my muscles and sticks to like roll things. I also learned that I literally cannot push this gear if I don't sleep at least 5 hours. So I'm sleeping more, and my body is grateful for that. I've been exchanging messages with Katya and Kyle. Just like 10 little voice memos, updates about our day, our life, powerful messages. Sometimes tears, sometimes self-pity, but always lots of love. I'm so grateful to have so many badass friends, and again, I am Johnny, and the last time I called Johnny, I was sobbing. I was so sad. Haven't called him since, but just kind of doing my own thing. Don't really feel like talking to anybody. Except I thought I should give an update and tell you guys that I came out of the fucking other side, bitch! Oh, okay. I'm gonna go. Keep riding my bike. Later.